Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 306 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Awesome. Now let's get to today's question from Giovanni.
Hi, Pat. First of all, thank you very much for your shows. You have influenced my business journey more than you may imagine. I blog about meditation and personal growth at liveanddare.com. That's dare as in daring. I'm doing a lot of research and putting out high-quality information for free on my website, which, by the way, is only 3 months old. I only publish a post if I feel that it's better than anything out there on the same subject. At the moment, I have nothing to sell and no ads, but I may monetize in the future with high-end video courses. So my question is, do you think I should put a donation button on my sidebar? I think of this for three reasons. First is to help cover the costs of keeping and growing the blog. Second is because I feel that in this niche, it kind of adds authority to my blog and it puts people in another mindset when consuming my content. They are more in the receiving mindset rather than the consumer mindset. And third is if I can make a living off reader donations, that would be awesome. And I'll never need to sell anything. What would you do in my place? Thank you very much.
Giovanni, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. And it's really cool the space that you're in, meditation and personal growth. Meditation is something I've been doing a lot of lately, and it's been just life-changing for me. So I completely understand your want to be in this space and how much it can absolutely help people, which is obvious, which is what you want to do. And let's talk about this donation button. You gave a lot of great points there. One, you can cover the cost of the site if people donate. Two, it adds authority, is what you said, you know, in the receiving mindset versus the giving or the, you know, consuming. And then also the fact that if you were to have enough donations, you would never need to sell in the first place. Now, straight up, Giovanni, I'm just going to tell you right from the start, don't put a donation button on your site. Internet panhandling is what they call this. And it's just like, you know, I feel like it's copping out. I feel like it's just like, hey, guys, like, here, you know, hand me some change. You know, I think if you were to put a donation button on your sidebar in the way that I think you're thinking about doing it, that it would do you and your audience and your content, your amazing content that you're obviously putting out there, a complete disservice. You do not want to do that because it's I don't feel like it adds authority to your site at all personally, Giovanni. I feel like it takes that away. It almost says, hey guys, either I don't know enough to give you something that is worth buying, but I still want to take some money from you. So please, if you can, click on this button and spare anything that you can. Like, that to me just does not scream authority at all, and it puts the reader in the mindset of, wow, this person's just trying to make money off me. I'm not even getting anything out of it. And yes, you are giving them so much already, and a few of your audience members may be inclined, and I'm sure a few of them will be, to give you a donation, but to the point that you made at the end, which is if you make enough donations, you would never need to sell anything. It's a very difficult business model. That is sort of the NPR PBS model. And if you needed donations enough to cover the costs of the site and to make a living, you'd have to do what those places do. I mean, NPR even has advertising. I mean, you should have ads at least at this point before you start creating your own courses and selling. Ads are fine. Ads don't detract as long as the ads are relevant and actually add value to what you're doing. They round out your brand. They can do that if you find the right programs and if they are things that are actually helpful. For example, one thing that I'm immediately thinking of because I use this myself is The Muse. I don't know exactly the kind of content you produce on your site in terms of meditation, but The Muse at choosemuse.com is a device that you put on your head. It reads your brainwaves, and I use this myself every single day. You connect it with an app, and it tells you how active or calm your brain is, and it gives you these sessions where you can sort of try and figure out how calm you can get. I mean, it's amazing, and it gives you seriously, I mean, I could talk about this thing for hours, but I'm not. So I'm just going to stop there, but you guys can all check it out at choosemuse.com if you'd like. But you can be an affiliate for that, and that can help cover some costs. And that is something that completely adds value, especially for somebody like me who is interested in meditation but just doesn't know if it's working or not. This thing actually tells me if I'm doing it right, and that's absolutely huge. And it's a win for everybody if you promote things like that. And I'm not just talking about physical items too. These are other people's courses, other programs. Perhaps you become an affiliate or partner for Headspace. There's a lot of things you can do that can add a ton of value that is more than just, hey guys, click this button and help me out. Now, I will say that there's a lot of things you could do and should do that can help you earn some income. I mean, all of smartpassiveincome.com can help you there. But immediately I'm thinking, if you're producing this kind of good content, you could put a lot of this content into a package, into an ebook. And this is something I did on greenexamacademy.com. I took all this amazing content that I had on the site that was extremely helpful for people. I packaged it nicely into a PDF file and turned it into an ebook that I sold for initially $19.99. And then I later turned that up to $29.95. And I actually ended up selling more quantity when I raised the price because of the perceived value. But I never needed to add donation buttons because I packaged everything up, and that was something I gave them as a result. So, you know, you could construe that that is sort of a donation since a lot of the content that was in that book was already on the site, but people pay for convenience. So if you could perhaps turn all of your best articles and maybe add a few more, you can put that on Amazon and sell that. You could put it on your own site and sell it through a shopping cart like gumroad.com, which automatically delivers your content to your audience as well. So that's, again, gumroad.com. And again, that is what adds authority to your blog. You have a book, not a donation button, but you have a book that provides value, something, a package, something between the course that you're going to create, something that will allow you to collect email addresses of buyers. If you sell it on your own site, if you do this through Amazon, there's some things you could do within the book to get those email addresses, like giving away the audiobook of it or giving away special free access to something in the first couple chapters of the book. You know, that way you can collect those email addresses, because when you sell on Amazon, you don't collect the email addresses, and that's one of the drawbacks. But there's a lot of things you could do there, and I feel like that would make it a lot easier to cover the costs. And the thing is, with the donations, you don't know how much people are going to donate. Maybe it's a dollar. I mean, if you had 1,000 people donating a dollar, that's $1,000. That's great, but that's just a dollar each. If you had 100 people paying you $100, that's $10,000. I'm sure there's a lot of people in your audience who would be willing to pay you for something like that and would be more than happy to do that with the kind of stuff you can create, especially when the video course and stuff comes out. So there's a lot of things you could do. I would not put a donation button. I would work on that first thing that you're going to give them and sell, which is your book or this package or some sort of program that is sort of in between this higher level, what I imagine being a higher priced. That was my sneeze. High priced package later on. So I'm not even going to edit that out because this is real life. This is real life. And this is real life. You do not want to put a donation button. That is my stance on it. And I'm very, very, you know, I'm just very, very set on that. And I'd love to know what everybody else thinks. Use the hashtag AskPat306 and let me know what you think. Now, this just popped in my head really quick. There are people out there who are successfully collecting, quote, donations, not in the donation sense like we're talking about here, but more so, here's a book or a product or something, and it's digital. You can download it right now, and you choose the price. You pay what you want. Now, that is a very interesting strategy that actually was covered in episode 58 of the Smart Passive Income. Again, that's episode 58, smartpassiveincome.com/session58. We talked with Anthony Venere from Hybrid Athlete, which is a company in the fitness industry who kind of turned it on its head and did it this way, and was very successful because they've built that trust with that audience, and people will pay you when you tell them that you are giving them something, and if you don't have a set price, you can have them pay what you want. And so there's amazing things that can happen with that as well. But again, I just would not, I don't feel like your points are valid, Giovanni, as far as the donation button and how people would perceive it. That's my thoughts. So what are your guys' thoughts? Everybody listening, again, use the hashtag AskPat306. I would love to know what you feel. Now, Giovanni, thank you so much for the question. This was very intriguing, and I absolutely love questions like this. This was very unique, actually. And so, yeah, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. My assistant will get in contact with you in the next couple of weeks to collect your information for that. For those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, like Giovanni's, head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page, thanks to the speakpipe.com widget, which turns all your questions into MP3 files that Mindy, who's awesome, drops them into this episode. It makes it super easy for us. So thank you, SpeakPipe. Thank you so much. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Walt Disney. He says, "Do what you do so well that they will want to see it again and bring their friends." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.